keep your fork. A young woman and her pastor were having a very important conversation, you see. This young woman was planning her memorial after being diagnosed with a terminal illness. The pastor listened carefully as the young lady listed the song she wanted sung at the service, the scripture she wanted read, and the outfit she wanted to be buried in. After a thorough discussion of the young woman's requests, everything seemed to be finalized and in order. The pastor stood to leave, but the young woman stopped him. "There's just one more thing," she said excitedly. "What's that?" asked the pastor. "I want to be buried with a fork in my hand," she told him. The pastor stood looking at the young woman, not knowing quite what to say. "That surprises you, doesn't it?" she asked. "Well, to be honest, I'm puzzled by the request," answered the pastor. The young woman explained that her idea came from a story she remembered her grandmother telling. Her grandmother described the many, many church socials and potluck dinners she attended through the many years of church life. She remembered that when the dishes for the main course were being cleared, someone would inevitably lean over and say, "Keep your fork." It was her favorite part of the meal because she knew something better was coming, like velvety chocolate cake or deep dish apple pie. Something wonderful and well worth waiting for. As the pastor listened intently, the young lady continued, "I just want people to see me in that casket with the fork in my hand, and I want them to wonder, what's with the fork? Then later, you can tell them, I know, and I want to remind them that you must keep your fork. The best is yet to come." The pastor's eyes welled up with tears of joy as he hugged the young woman goodbye. He knew this would be the last time he would see her before her death, but he also knew that the young woman had a better grasp of heaven than he did. She knew that something better was coming. At the funeral, people walking by the young woman's casket saw the pretty dress she was wearing and the fork placed in her hand. Over and over, the pastor heard the same question, "What's with the fork?" And over, he just smiled. Later, during his message, the pastor told the people of the conversation he had with the young woman shortly before she died. He also told them about the fork and what it symbolized to her. The pastor told the people how he could not stop thinking about the fork and that they probably would not be able to stop thinking about it either. He was right. So the next time you reach down for your fork, let it remind you ever so gently that the best is yet to come.